Reading for September 15th, entitled, The Solemnity of the Final Judgment. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew chapter 25, verses 45 and 46. What a work there is before us! Who comprehends it? Christ would have all understand that the end of all things is at hand, that the solemn scenes of the final judgment are soon to take place. In that great day, those whose characters the judge of all the earth can vindicate will stand before the world glorified and honored. On this earth, they manifested forth the light and glory of God, and he now rewards them according to their works. The whole world will then receive sentence. Of all, the question will be asked, Have you diligently studied the Word of God, that you might know the will of God, that you might be enabled to understand the difference between sin and righteousness? Sad will be the fate of those who would not come to Christ that they might be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Then sinners see the character of God as it is, and they see, too, the sinfulness of the sins that have drawn souls away from Christ and placed them under the banner of rebellion to war against him who gave his life for them. Because Christ was one with the Father, equal with him, he could make an atonement for transgression and save man, not in his sins, but from his sins. Those who have despised his grace will see what they have lost by treating with contempt the one who humbled himself to stand at the head of humanity. They hear the words of condemnation. Depart from me. By your example you have caused many to err. You have led them astray from the commandments, in obedience to which they would have found eternal life. Far different are the words spoken to God's faithful ones. Come, ye blessed of my Father, Christ says, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then from the host of the redeemed there rises the triumphant chorus, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Oh, that our minds could comprehend the greatness of the theme and the wonderful importance of the occasion. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. God's chosen ones may fall at their post of duty, but they have only fallen asleep, to rest till Jesus awakes them to share with him an eternal weight of glory. Taken from letter 363, dated September 15, 1904, to her son Edson White.